Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
Welcome to the main event.
Main event!
Main event!
Main event!
You just had to let everybody know that we were here tonight.
Ain't ducking, no smoke.
I just was turned up.
Let's get ready to rumble. Let's
get three-pointer. Get some contact. Land. Got
take
it.
A step
and
into the jungle.
Not a the way he's going about it. Ben said, well.
Throws it down. And three by Booker.
They're good, but they are.
An absolute masterpiece.
Just better than you.
Somebody, you know, come towards you. Ain't no way. Can't back down.
This is how we play.
Indeed. Oh, my goodness.
Thompson fakes. Fires three-pointer. Time.
Freaking bum.
Battered and bloodied.
Who's cascading down?
Let's get ready to rumble.
I'm back. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Chinee Ogwumike, and welcome to NBA Today, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And you see it right there on the big board. It's the schedule release show, baby. Oh, hey. And I'm filling in for my bestie, Malika Andrews. And what an opening week of NBA action we've got. Take a look right here. ESPN's coverage tips off with a doubleheader on Wednesday, October 19th, as the New York Knicks and new acquisition Jalen Brunson visit the Memphis Grizzlies and Ja Morant at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Then the Phoenix Suns and Devin Booker host the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic at 10 p.m. Eastern time in an exclusive telecast. But before we dive in further to the schedule, Malika didn't go too far because she is here covering breaking news. Take it away, Malika.
That is right, Chinee. We have some breaking news here on NBA Today. LeBron James has agreed to a contract extension that is going to keep him in Los Angeles. That's according to our senior NBA insider, Adrian Wojnarowski. Woj will be with us in just a couple of moments. But Chinee, for now, I'm going to send it back to you.
Obviously, there's breaking news, and I'm very excited because we have a very special guest who was fresh off of a boat, but he seems like the yacht has landed. We're welcoming in Stephen A. Smith. Thank you so much for joining me. That boat definitely looked luxurious. Stephen A., how excited are you about the overall schedule release?
Well, I'm incredibly excited about it. I mean, everybody plays everybody. It's not like it's football where people are not going up against everybody. You're going to play them eventually. I love opening night with the 76ers and the Warriors. I love what I'm seeing. I was fine. I was absolutely ecstatic to see you hosting, to see the wonderful Malika Andrews doing her thing. I was, and then the news about LeBron James. I was incredibly excited right up until the moment you showed me that the New York Knicks opened the season against the Memphis Grizzlies. And I said, damn, the losses, they start already. I mean, we don't even have to wait. The Knicks are losing open at night. That's what you've done to me. So I was in a really, really ecstatic mood about it until 3 seconds ago when you told me the Knicks got to go up against the Grizzlies.
Speaking of premier franchises, obviously some news from Lakerland. What's your immediate reaction to the breaking news that Malika and Woj will get to? LeBron James hopefully agreeing to a 2-year contract extension with the Lakers.
Well, first of all, he deserves it. He's LeBron James. He's still one of the best players in the world at age 37 after 19 years in the league, approaching his 20th season. $97 million, you know, averaging less than $50 million a year with the box office attraction that he is and the fact that he still puts forth a Herculean effort on a night-in, night-out basis. He deserves every penny. What I was initially worried about when I saw it was that, wait a minute, 2 years strips you of the flexibility if you're the Los Angeles Lakers to really do the kind of things you want to do in free agency potentially next year. But then I saw he had a player option for year two. So he's always in a situation where, you know what, you can find yourself opting out and giving the Lakers the flexibility that they need to do what they need to do and then coming back and doing something along those lines. So I like what he's doing here. He deserves it. The investment in him needed to be made by the Lakers. And speaking to Jeannie Buss, she never hesitates to do what LeBron James is going to want her to do. She personally told me months ago her number one priority is for LeBron James to be happy. Because obviously losing, winning just 33 games, being 16 games under 500, he was walking around with a very truculent attitude, as well as he should have last season, because he doesn't take losing lightly. Winning matters to him a great deal. Her number one priority was making sure to put a smile on his face, because she know it's entwined with winning. If he ain't winning, he ain't gonna be happy. That's her priority, to make him happy.
That contract for a 37-year-old, that's going to put a smile on his face. Let's be real here.
He's a billionaire.
He's a billionaire, man. You're correct. Stay right there, Stephen A. We're going to need you in a little bit, but let's go to the man who broke the news, Adrian Wojnarowski, our own NBA insider, sitting with Malika.
Janae, thank you so much. Revisiting this breaking news here on NBA Today, that LeBron James, according to our senior insider, Adrian Wojnarowski, has agreed to a contract extension to stay in Los Angeles. So first, Woj, can you give us the exact details on this contract?
Yeah, Malika, two-year extension, $97 million. Could be worth up to $111 million if the cap goes up in 23-24. So now LeBron James under contract this year. He was heading into the final year of his deal. Then 23-24, he's got a player option now in 24-25, along with Anthony Davis. And so the Laker organization now, they can have potentially about $20 million in cap space this summer. And then the following year, where really Davis and LeBron James are really the only two under contract based on the current roster, they'd be able to add another max player or split the money up among more players.
Right.
But I think for LeBron James, the timing right now, listen, this is where he wants to be. There's nobody who potentially would have cap space next summer that would interest LeBron James to even look at free agency. And listen, at 37 years old, he'll be 38 in December, still at the very top of his game. And with this contract, Malika, now $532 million in career earnings. That surpasses Kevin Durant's guaranteed deal, the most that any player in the league. He's now the highest earning player in the history of the game. His agent, Rich Paul of Clutch Sports, they finalized the terms of the deal really just in the last hour. And now LeBron James under contract with a player option through 24-25.
You touched on this a little bit, but finalizing the details in the last hour, he was eligible starting a couple of weeks ago to work toward this extension. Woj, why now?
I think for LeBron James, he keeps control of his future. Now, he's not eligible because it's an extension and not a new contract for a no-trade clause. You saw Bradley Beal get that with Washington. But because they're doing an extension, you can't now include that into the deal. But now he's got a $50 million salary. Also, I'm told in the deal, a 15% trade kicker. And then his stature, who he is, and this organization. LeBron James is not going to be traded.
Right.
And so with or without that clause in his contract, he'll be able to control his future. And certainly for now, the chance to try to get, this Laker team healthy again, if Russell Westbrook is going to be here to figure out an onboarding with him that works this season with Darvin Ham. Now listen, right now this is probably not a championship contender with the Lakers, still a very good team, but there's still an opportunity to put those pieces back around LeBron James, Anthony Davis as they move forward. And now having him under contract, certainly if you're a player who wants to play in L.A., who either is looking to push for a trade to L.A. or looking at their cap space next summer, LeBron James is part of that equation.
Well, and I would imagine as the Lakers look to sort of answer some of those questions, figure out how they want to make any adjustments here, removing those questions, that distraction at this point, is a good thing for the organization. You mentioned Anthony Davis, you mentioned Russell Westbrook. When we're looking ahead for the Lakers, what does this do to their cap flexibility for what they can do in the future to build around him?
Yeah, it doesn't really impact their ability. Again, I think having that player option in 24-25 where both Davis and LeBron James can decline their option. When you decline the option, allow a team to use the cap space, it creates more space for you to go out and add players. So the Lakers, listen, they were not able, at least thus far, able to really improve this roster dramatically. Russell Westbrook is headed into the final year of his deal. But next summer, certainly, there's an ability to do that, to have some cap space, to start moving some pieces around. And I still think this is a Laker team. Rob Pelinka has still been very active, even kind of in the dog days of August.
Yes.
He's been on the phone a lot. He's still trying to find deals to bring in more shooting, perhaps some size. And so I think those conversations continue all the way into training camp and the start of the season. I still think this Laker roster may look maybe not dramatically different, but subtly different going into next season.
And we will be standing by to see how those differences can shake out. Woj, thank you so much for your insight on this and your reporting. This is huge news. LeBron James, once again, according to our Adrian Wojnarowski, has agreed to an extension with the Los Angeles Lakers. I know that our panel that is sitting by with Chinay Agumake has so much more reaction to this. Chinay, take it away.
I know a few things can get my girl and, you know, Woj to come back to work. It's your day off. Go home. Go home. It's the Lakers and LeBron that bring them back. Now, it is NBA schedule release. They were all super excited. And I want to bring Stephen A. back before we let you go, Stephen A., because there are so many great matchups to watch out for. And here's a slate of them. I want you to give me what intriguing matchup that you're looking forward to. If you can see the screen, Stephen A., Mavs, Suns, Lakers, Clippers, Celtics, Warriors on ABC. We've got the Bucks and Celtics, Grizzlies and Warriors. Yeah, big perk. Nets, 76ers. Which matchup do you have circled?
How about all five, or the first five? I could give a damn about the Nets versus the 76ers personally. Let's make sure everybody's going to show up to work and play, okay, before I get attached to that matchup. But I will tell you of the ones that I'm intrigued about, I love Celtics-Warriors. That's obvious. Christmas Day, Bucks-Celtics, Grizzlies-Warriors, we get all of that. I find myself interested in the Clippers-Lakers. Because if the Lakers are going to show us any indication that last year was an aberration, that they can have legitimate championship expectations, that the greatness of LeBron James and Anthony Davis is going to be what you need to propel you to the heights once visited a couple of years ago in a bubble, then guess what? I need to see you show up against the Clippers. They beat you about seven straight times, 32 of the last 39 times. We're finally expecting Kawhi Leonard and Paul George to be healthy together. And by the way, the Los Angeles Clippers with the pickup of John Wall and with a healthy Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, I feel are the number one threat to the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference. But first, I want to see what the Lakers are going to do against them. I'm very interested in that matchup.
Yeah, last season I was very high on the Clippers. I think they can definitely make a championship push. But I'm surprised, Stephen A., you didn't want to see Ben Simmons in uniform in Philly? Like, what's going on there?
Well, let me tell you this. I ran into Ben Simmons a few days ago. We had a conversation. He, his personal business is his personal business, but he spoke to me and was very honest and forthcoming about a lot of things. And then he took the liberty of telling me he will be ready. You know, he doesn't want KD gone. He doesn't want Kyrie gone. But his priority is on him. He's got stuff to prove. He believes he is a superstar in this league. He does not believe he does not have a jump shot. He believes he never attempts jump shots. I said, damn it, if you don't attempt them, you don't have one. I don't want to hear that. In the end, what it comes down to is this. Ben Simmons, who was my vote for Defensive Player of the Year 2 years ago, swears he's going to be ready. If Kyrie wants to be one of those dudes that's getting $200+ million, like a Bradley Beal, like a Zach LaVine, he's got to show up this year. And Kevin Durant's got 4 years guaranteed without an out. If I'm Josiah, he ain't going any damn place. He's staying right here. You can leave the last three. I'll send you wherever you want to go. But you're going to get me this year. Because with those three, Brooklyn is a legitimate top four title contender as far as I'm concerned. But when I see them play together, then I believe it. Until then, I'm certainly not giving them the benefit of the doubt. They haven't earned it.
You'll believe it when you see it. I'm here for that. Stephen A., thank you so much for joining us. Malika was here. It's all love and vibes over here in Los Angeles. Well, love and vibes.
I want to hear that love and stuff. You in L.A. You in L.A., okay? I'm in Bristol, Connecticut. You in La La.
But
I want to hear you and Malika talking about, oh, we all together. No, y'all are there as usual without me. But I digress.
Thank you so much, Stephen A. You're the best.
Thank you.
Still to come on NBA Today, our schedule release show continues. Jalen, Perk, and Matt go through our favorite primetime matchups on ESPN and ABC. Plus, it's the best time of the year with the Christmas Day games. Now official, Santa Perk and our panel go through which teams are missing on the five-game docket. Also, the dates to circle on your calendars when Ben Simmons, Rudy Gobert, and Jalen Brunson return to their former teams. Keep it locked. NBA Today is just getting started.
Now let's talk about the play of the week, the pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
NBA Today is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the app today. Use code SPLASH. And in part by Discover, exceptionally common sense.
Good evening, everyone. Mike Green on in.
These two teams have made it clear they are a legitimate threat.
Let's get it! Woo, 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 woo! Make small plays, everything else will flow.
Oh! Straight to a poster! Curry, way downtown! Bang! Bang! It's gone! A Doncic dagger!
I don't think we've had this exciting a prospect since LeBron James.
He's hotter than fish grease! Johnson.
They should just stop the game right now.
Welcome back to NBA Today. It's your girl, Shanae Ogwumike, and it's NBA schedule release day. Let's go in my Glorilla voice. Y'all know that song. Here with Jalen Rose, Matt Barnes, and Big Perk on the big screen. It's going to be really exciting. By the way, can we, like, take a moment of appreciation for Jalen's jacket?
Because thank you. Thank you. I'm Brub Man. Thank y'all for having me on the show. I appreciate the love.
Name on the back, too.
Oh, I missed that. We're going to have to show that a little bit later. But let's get to these games, y'all, because this season's slate features 100 primetime matchups showcased on ESPN and ABC. This includes 18 appearances by Steph and the Warriors, and 16 each for Tatum and the Celtics, and LeBron James and the Lakers. Let's take a look at some of the games that caught our eyes. All right, if you look at this, it's going to be so much fun. First, on October 21st, it's the first rematch of last season's Eastern Conference Finals between the Celtics and the Heat in Miami. Next, a rematch of last season's first round, two of the best young stars in the game squaring off as Anthony Edwards visits Ja Morant and the Grizzlies on November 11th. And of course, we have the King visiting the now four-time champion Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. They will play February 11th in the Bay. And lastly, we have a star-studded matchup between the Sixers and the Bucks. Embiid and Giannis Africa will square off in Milwaukee on March 4th. Let's also take a look at 10 Saturday primetime games on the schedule, starting with a finals rematch between the Celtics and the Warriors on December 10th and a triple header on January 28th. A lot of great games. You heard it was a hundo of them. So I'm back here with Jalen, Matt, and Big Perk, and I'll start with you, Jalen. As a former player, which all of you guys are, let's be real here, do national TV games really make a big difference in your motivation for this?
Absolutely, because it's a chance, A, for the world to see you play outside of your local region. It's also a chance for you to build your brand. And also, it's a chance to show who can show up on the big stage and perform the best. When players tell you all games are created equal, they're lying to you. you're paying attention to the big game, just like you're paying attention to when you play against your rivals. You pay it when you go home to play. Like, all of that matters. So absolutely, the bigger games on national TV matter.
Completely agree. The sun is a little brighter. The lights are brighter in the arena. The popcorn smells a little bit more buttery. It's just a different energy when you even walk in there. You know, when you're first getting to the game and you're about to get ready to warm up, you can just feel a little bit more electricity when these national TV games. And for every reason Jalen said, I mean, this is your one chance, especially if you're in a smaller region, for the world to get a chance to see you. So national TV games are definitely, you know, things you look forward to during the season.
And the Memphis Grizzlies got a lot of love, which they have earned. And I know no one's happier than Big Perk about this. And check out this tweet that we actually saw in reaction to this. Look at this. Ja Morant, he just tweeted his reaction to the schedule release, writing, end quote, quote, "We got TV games this season," with happy and laughing emojis. Gotta love it. Big Perk, what's your reaction to seeing Ja's tweet?
I mean, they earned it. And look, you have to earn television, national televised games. So as electrifying as Ja Morant is, and as fun as the Memphis Grizzlies are to watch, and how good they are in the steps and the strides that they took last season, those televised games are not given to you. You have to earn them. And they earned those national televised games. He's earned that star, superstar type of attention. And so they deserve it. I'm happy for the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm happy for Ja Morant. And we all know when the light hit the ice, he's not going to disappoint us.
And a precursor tweet was about Christmas Day that Ja Morant tweeted. So let's take a look at Christmas games with them now confirmed, three of which will be on both ESPN and ABC. A little simulcast action. We kick things off with the Sixers and Knicks at noon Eastern. And then it's LeBron and the Lakers against Luka and the Mavs at 2:30 on both ABC and ESPN, followed by an Eastern Conference clash between the Bucks and the Celtics at 5. Also on both ABC and ESPN, the Warriors and Grizz clash on both of our networks at 8 before the Suns and Nuggets face off in the nightcap on ESPN at 10:30 p.m. So, Jalen, what's going to be the biggest present, the best game in your estimation on Christmas Day?
Ooh, the best game. We just talked about Grizzlies and Warriors, so I'm going to leave that one out. How about Bucks and Celtics? Because while the Celtics, and I know Big Perk loved to see his squad make the finals, they did it when Chris Middleton was injured. So it's going to be interesting to see those two teams, who are on paper my favorites in the East going into the season, square off.
Matt?
I completely agree. Same thing. I think the road to the Eastern Finals is going to go through one of those cities. One pickup that I don't think is getting enough attention is Malcolm Brogdon going to Boston. This is a guy that's 20 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, but a really intelligent player. And I think he's going to know how to get those wings, because they've been with Kemba Walker, and Kyrie Irving had a little, you know, a rough go as point guard. But I think he's smart enough to know when to get the guys the balls. He plays both sides of the ball. And also adding Gallinari to that bench to add some depth and some shooting. So I'm definitely looking forward to a reloaded Celtics team. And then, like Jalen said, just a healthy Milwaukee team, because they fully felt like with a healthy team, they should have represented the East last year.
Now, on the other side of it, Perk, who should be playing on Christmas Day?
Oh, this is easy. The Atlanta Hawks and the Minnesota Timberwolves. And let me start with the Atlanta Hawks. When it comes down to Christmas Day games, not only do you want to see good or great teams, but you want to see great players. And Trae Young is the most disrespected player in the NBA. When it comes down to a guy that is box office, that never disappoints you, a guy that can put up a 50-piece spicy on you at any given time, a player that actually led the league in total points and total assists last year. Okay, and then we go over to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yes, Carl Anthony Towns, he's a special cat for us at the power forward and center position. Walking 25 and 12 a night. But Anthony Edwards, let me dive into this young man for a second. This young man, to me, is going to have the biggest forest breakout season of all NBA players this season. I'm expecting big things from this man. He is a special talent. He is electrifying. He is for his superstar status, the sky's the limit for him for his reaching superstardom as a young player. He has the potential in the next couple of years to be arguably the best player in the NBA. Ooh. He's that damn good, and people should be able to watch him on Christmas Day. Let's not forget now, he was the number one number one pick. He was the number one pick for a reason. He's that damn good.
That is true. And speaking of which, we talked about to the victor, the spoils. Well, how about this? These are the four teams who have zero ESPN or ABC games.
Come on now.
The Jazz.
Seriously?
The Thunder, the Magic, and Detroit basketball.
Man.
Sorry, Jalen. I have a feeling you have a problem with this. Just take it away.
I do. Cade Cunningham, number one overall pick, coming back in his second season. Did you guys see our draft this year?
I love him.
Jaden Hardy. He's going to come in and ball. Jaden Ivey, I'm sorry, he's going to come in. I'm just so pissed off.
Hey, Perk, what you say? You got to earn that, right, Perk? What Perk say? You got to earn them.
You got to earn it.
Not giving.
You got to earn it.
But there is something called flex power. You know flex power. It's like what we put on
look
before
at
the game
right
to,
there.
To heat up.
I see you, young fella.
There's going to be some flex opportunities and maybe they'll make some noise. Okay. A lot of people.
One team I didn't see on there, shout out to the Kings. They must have made some national TV games. Mm. Yeah.
Is it Perk? Them Kings? The Kings? Okay, yeah. There we go. Well, coming up on NBA Today, more on LeBron's two-year extension and what we can expect from the Lakers next season. Plus, hello Brooklyn with Kevin Durant and Kyrie still with the Nets. We dive into what their ceiling may be with the schedule now released. I mean, this is going to be very interesting. We have them circled. Also, which star-studded box office matchups are we most looking forward to? All that and a bag of chips next. NBA Today will be back right after the break.
I need to mark.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
I'm in one of the best zones offensively I've been in my career.
Who else but the King? LBJ!
And I don't plan on stopping it.
Bang! 56 points. 5-0 for the King!
That montage tells us it's time to talk about the Lakers again. Here with our own ESPN NBA Lakers reporter, Dave McMenamin. Thank you so much for being here. Dave, take a look at the first 10 games of the Lakers schedule. It's very interesting because you've got the Clippers, the Warriors, the Jazz, the Wolves, the Cavs. You see the list. So why is this 10-game stretch so important, especially starting the new Darvin Ham era?
Well, Shay, think back a couple years ago, they brought in Frank Vogel. The first time they had Anthony Davis playing alongside LeBron James, all of the noise got quiet after that first stretch of the season because they came out of the gate strong. And this will be not as easy of a task, I think, for Darvin Ham here, because these are formidable teams and you're starting on the road against the defending champs. Then you go back to play the Clippers, who have a lot to prove this year, perhaps prohibitive favorites in the Western Conference. That could be an 0-2 start, and then it can start snowballing from there. So this is going to be a big challenge for Darvin Ham and the Lakers.
But at least they'll start, hopefully, with the intention of winning games early, and so it's not like we have this big old season that we have to load manage our way through.
Right.
But we did start this NBA schedule release show with the breaking news about LeBron James. So what was your reaction to the extension?
Well, certainly it was what was anticipated. He has, even though, you know, it's been up and down in the 4 years in L.A. so far, they did get the championship. He enjoys his life out here. There's been a partnership overall between him and the Lakers organization. And so now this will get us in through 21 seasons at least, possibly 22 and beyond. And You know, I think you're going to continue to see LeBron James set the standard for what a prime can be as an NBA player. It really started like year three, and it's going on to two decades now, and it's only going to continue.
Yeah, and one of the biggest, if not the biggest storyline of the season, the same way we got excited with Steph and the all-time threes record, is LeBron James and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar becoming the all-time number one leading scorer in the NBA. Now, have you looked, I don't know if you've had time to look at the schedule.
I analyzed it a little bit.
Okay. Where do you estimate LeBron James really making a push? I heard it's somewhere around All-Star break if he averages 25 points per game.
Yeah, so you say 25 points per game, which is about his career average and what he's been doing over the last several seasons. And then you have to bake in some time anticipating either rest or, you know, the occasional tweaked ankle or whatever. So it would take about 53 games at 25 points per game. But you're going to say, let's say he misses 10% of the games, right? Then you're looking at like 58 to 63 games on the schedule. And so these are the games you're going to look at. And like at Celtics, man, he would love to do it there in New York or at the Madison Square Garden. What a stage. But also it's special to do it against at home. And maybe he can do it at home against Giannis Antetokounmpo or against his longtime foe in the finals, Steph Curry, on the road. So there's, I think that's the stretch you're going to look at.
Which one
and all
do you
of
want?
Them are excited. You know, I wouldn't mind if it goes a little bit longer and he does it against Luka and the Mavericks on ESPN, right?
That's a good one. That would be great. And there's a lot of comparisons between LeBron James and Luka Doncic, so I think that would be fun, especially a lot of people saying Luka could be an MVP this
season.
So that would be fun. Actually, talking more about the Lakers, it's the man, Jalen Rose. What you got?
What up, though? So I'm here with Matt Barnes and Kendrick Perkins, two champions. Can't wait to ask you brothers. LeBron James getting $50 million a year at age 37. I'm going to start with you, Matt. What are your thoughts on LeBron re-signing with the Lakers?
I love it. I mean, the fact that this guy has been in his prime his entire career, Jalen, going into year, what is it, year 20? Getting $50 million isn't bad, but also we always like to keep cognizant of he loves to be able to control things. So he gets the 1 year with an option, keeps the Lakers on their toes, gives him about $50 million this season. But they have to realize that none of us here see LeBron leaving any reason but to play with his son. But outside of that, the Lakers know, like Jeannie Buss said, they have to keep LeBron happy. He's keeping them on the toes. I expect something to happen at some point this season, but definitely an active summer next year for them.
Perk, are you surprised that LeBron didn't try to keep the team's feet to its fire to make a move to instantly make him a contender?
I used to pray for times like this to rob like this. Hey, listen, when you talk about LeBron James, I'm talking about power, and I ain't talking about 50 Cent. See, here's the thing when we get to talking about the GOAT conversation. Here's the thing that I get to try to educate people on when we talking about reaching $1 billion while playing the game of basketball and signing the two-year extension for $97 million going into year 20. See, LeBron James is powerful. See, he's a boss. See, because not one, LeBron James is going to get to his letters. LeBron James this year is going to be the NBA all-time leading scorer. Mm-hmm. LeBron James, this is the thing that I love the most about LeBron James, is that the old saying, you're not a boss unless everyone around you is eating. Mm. So let me take you inside LeBron James' circle for a second. Let's talk about Randy, who's been his day one. Randy, side by side, real accomplished, much earnest while LeBron James has been playing basketball, paved his own way. Mav, we know what he's doing far as in the studio and doing things in the movies and things to that nature. He's well accomplished. Let's talk about Rich Paul. Little musty Rich Paul from Cleveland, Ohio. Net worth worth $100 million dollars right now.
Yes.
Married to dating Adele. Getting to the money.
Trying to double
this
down.
Is powerful. This is things that goats do. This is what they do.
I am not mad at you, Big Perk. Here's the thing I will say, though. Unlike the NFL, they're not going to let LeBron truly break the bank. There's something in the NBA that nobody's mentioning called the 38-year-old rule. So instead of LeBron right now actually being able to sign like a four-year or going into next year signing a four-year max $200 million deal, he can't do it. How about that? We got to get that fixed. The players got collectively bullied on that one by the owners. Back to you, Chiney.
I mean, dreams and nightmares. Doesn't that sort of sum up Brooklyn a little bit? Here's a look at some notable Nets games. The Sixers games will be fun with Ben Simmons making his return to Philly and James Harden going back to Brooklyn. And you can catch the Knicks and Nets battle twice on our own ESPN. Now, ESPN Nets reporter Nick Friedell joins us now. And it's obviously notable that a team that currently rosters both Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving do not have a Christmas Day game. What does that schedule tell you in both the short term, Nick, and the long term?
Janae, it tells me that the league knows that Brooklyn is no longer a marquee team. Kevin Durant is one of the biggest stars in the game. Christmas is made to put the biggest stars on the biggest platform possible. The Nets are nowhere to be found. The second they move Kevin is the second they are no longer nationally relevant. The league knows it. Brooklyn knows it. Everybody's in a holding pattern waiting to see what's going to happen with this Durant deal and what may happen down the line with Kyrie. But for the time being, the Nets are one of the other teams now, not a star.
So we're just going to say nightmare over here. Nightmares, a little bit.
A big nightmare.
We talked Nets. Let's go to Knicks. That's coming up next. We do just that. When Ben Simmons, Rudy Gobert, and Jalen Brunson, those names return to their former teams, we're going to talk about that as well. NBA Today will be here in a jiffy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Anytime I can try to put this state and this community on the map in a positive way, I'm going to try. You make that
goal. I'm back. Cleveland, this is for you.
One thing I always say, don't never let somebody tell you you can't achieve something. Don't never let nobody tell you that. If you believe in something, you can do it.
Strive for greatness.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm again joined by NBA reporter Nick Friedell, and Tim McMahon, the man, is here with us as well. LeBron James' 10th game as a visitor in Cleveland will be on December 6th, but there are plenty of stars that will be making their first appearances in their former cities, so let's go through them. Many stars will make their first trips back to face their former team, starting with Ben Simmons returning to Philly for the first time to face the Sixers on November 22nd. Simmons last played there in Game 7 of the 2021 Eastern Semis, and we all know how that one went. As for the other end of that trade, James Harden will be back in Brooklyn on February 11th for the first time following that trade that ended the Nets' big three of Harden, KD, and Kyrie. What did Zach Lowe say, the best theoretical team ever? You know, it started before it ever really began.
The best it never was.
Best that never was. Now, if Durant is still a member of the Nets, he will return to the Bay Area to face the Warriors for the first time with fans since his departure in 2019. KD did lead the Nets to a win in San Fran in February 2021 without fans. So that will be fun. The energy will be electric. And then Rudy Gobert, as Perk says, Gobert, the three-time Defensive Player of the Year award winner, will be back in Utah on December 9th after his off-season trade to Minnesota. I know a lot of people are going to be watching the Wolves based on that trade. So starting with you, Nick, which player return are you most excited to see?
Janae, it's got to be Simmons. And we all saw the reception he got on the bench when he came back with Brooklyn last season. But this is a matchup that everybody has been wanting to see him in. And I know there's going to be a lot of focus on Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. Guys, Vanessa just hoping that Ben Simmons is ready to play emotionally and physically in that game. It is a hurdle that he has to cross, and it's one that the entire league is waiting to see what happens in.
And I know Stephen A. said he talked to Ben Simmons while he was on his break, and, you know, Stephen A. said that he seems pretty good and excited to play, so we're all looking forward to that. That'll be a good environment. I think it was a good step that he went into the arena. I know he didn't play, but, you know, mentally for athletes, that's good. What about you, Tim?
I am looking forward to a couple of reunions in Utah. One is on the schedule for sure, and that's Rudy Gobert going back to Utah. Obviously, he didn't ask to be traded. The Jazz made that decision. I expect there to be a very warm embrace, but I've also got the Jazz's one national TV game circled. Oh, is that the Knicks going to Salt Lake City? Now, why would the league think that's worthy of a national TV audience?
Why is that?
Oh, wait, do it. Let's all do it.
What's going on in Utah that night?
What's going on?
And obviously, you know, I think the...
We love you, Wendy.
The anticipation clearly is that Donovan Mitchell could be on the other team, and I think that could be a more complicated reunion. There are some more complicated feelings there, and he's not trying to force his way out, because you know why? He doesn't have to. The Jazz beat him to the punch of figuring out it's time for a rebuild
there. If you're Donovan Mitchell, how pressed are you? Because he's probably, what, 26, 27 years old? He's younger than me. That's all I equate in my brain. How pressed are you to find a situation where you can win a championship or at least have a team that doesn't have necessary limitations? Because they were so close to getting over the hump, but they never did.
I don't think he needs to be pressed. It's been no secret that he's wanted to get to New York. And right now, you look at the situation, the Knicks clearly have interest. They have a ton of draft picks. They can put the best deal on the table. Basically, they're trying not to bid against themselves right now. And so Donovan Mitchell doesn't have to be the bad guy, doesn't have to ask for a trade. He just kind of gets to sit back and let this thing play out the way that he was always hoping that it would.
Well, Donovan Mitchell turns 26 next month, so he's probably like, oh, birthday present, maybe this will come. But we shall see. Still to come on NBA Today, the stars align. Which matchups will we have your eyes on next season? We'll get into that more NBA Today after this.
Originally from Greece, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Cameroon, Joel Embiid.
When you look at who's dominating the league, really are big men.
Joel Embiid with a ferocious play.
Whether it's Giannis,
Jokic,
Joker.
Man, that's large.
As long as the big men wins, we're going to be fine.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Jalen Rose, Matt Barnes, and Big Perk here. And they all know that the MVP race is the one that the world will be tracking all season long, especially when superstars are facing off head-to-head. That's a great graphic. Let's run through some of the dates for the top superstar matchups that will be on display this season. Now, let's get started with where the season really is really exciting, because it's Steph versus LeBron. Their first matchup is on opening night on October 18th, and then they face off three more times, all on national television. And from an old rivalry to a new one, Luka taking on Devin Booker. I like that, next gen. They square off for the first time on October 19th, the day after, on ESPN. Now, how about 1 and 2 in the MVP voting for the last two seasons? Nikola Jokic and Joel Embiid match up twice, the first time being on ESPN on January 28th. Now, two of the best two-way players in the NBA, Anthony Davis and Giannis Antetokounmpo, will first play on ESPN on December 2nd. So many great matchups. So let's start with you, Perk. Which one are you looking forward the most to seeing?
You know what? I'm going to show the big man some love. I'm going with Jokic and Embiid. We're talking about one and Embiid who led the league in scoring last year, averaging 30 plus. And then we're looking at the two-time MVP and Jokic. Look, when those two guys match up against each other, they take it personal. Yeah, it's all love after the game, but they guard each other. They go at each other. I'm showing the big man some love. I'm looking at Jokic. I want to see Jokic and Embiid go to work.
I mean, all these matchups are amazing, and obviously it's going to be a great season. But I'm looking at something a little different. I want to see Giannis and Zion. We're only going to get them twice. I hope they're both healthy. But Giannis has obviously that combination of size, speed, and strength, which is unmatched, except for me, except this one young kid right here. I think he has the size, the speed, and the athleticism. So I would love to see these two really go at it. Obviously, Giannis is everything that I think Zion should aspire to be in his own way, a finals MVP, a champion, an MVP, and someone who's been able to lead a small market team to the promised land. So I'm definitely looking forward to this matchup this season. Hopefully they're both healthy both games.
The changing of the guard, ladies and gentlemen, is what I'm looking for. Yes, Steph won it this year, but LeBron didn't make it. Kawhi was injured. KD lost in the first round. It's all about Luka and Ja. You know this, Perk. Luka versus Ja. You see what the Mavs have done this offseason? Uh-huh. Yes, they're going to lose Brunson, but they continue to add to their roster. Both of those guys are going to continue to catapult themselves into the MVP category. It's likely one of these guys will be MVP this season. So that's the matchup I'm looking for.
Okay, y'all, I did my job. We talked NBA schedule release, but I want to talk about something very important happening today, the WNBA playoff tip-off with a doubleheader and the new format means a new first-round series, which is best of three. The seventh-seeded New York Liberty take on the second-seeded Chicago Sky at 8 Eastern on ESPN2. Then the eighth-seeded Phoenix Mercury square off against the top-seeded Las Vegas Aces on ESPN and the app. And, yes, I'm still in my feelings over how this season went with the Sparks, but your girl's
I'm
not
still
quitter.
In my feelings that BG's not home yet.
Big facts. Now, still to come on NBA Today, we have to show some love to the rookies who we're looking forward to seeing only 2 months away from the season tip. NBA Today is back in 60 seconds.
NBA Today is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the app today. Use code SPLASH.
Welcome to the 2022 NBA Draft, the next generation of stars in our league. Where will they land? With the first pick, Paolo Banchero.
I can't believe what just happened.
The Oklahoma City Thunder select Chet Holmgren. With the third pick, Jabari Smith Jr.
Let it out, young fellas. This is about the journey. I'm just so happy.
The lights don't get much brighter than this. I didn't want to stop until I was walking across that stage.
You know, I'm going to come in and I'm going to do what I do.
I'm ready.
Don't forget about the rookies. Here's a look at the first three games between the top three picks. Orlando's Paolo Banchero, OKC's Chet Holmgren, and Houston's Jabari Smith Jr. Come on, Jabari. We need help, Jabari. As well as the first matchup between the 4 and 5 picks, Keegan Murray and Jaden Ivey. It's NBA Today presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And let's talk about some rookies because me, Jalen, and Big Perk were all there in the guard. Oh, not the guard. In Brooklyn and Barclays. Mm-hmm. And so I want to ask you guys, what game are you most looking forward to when it starts with the rookies?
I got you, sis. So you ready for this?
Okay.
Pacers versus the Pistons. Jaden Ivey versus Ben Mathurin. I actually went to Summer League this year to try to watch them play, and Ivey injured his ankle the game before. Those two dynamic, athletic young players, it's going to be great to see what they bring to their franchises.
I'm going to keep it simple. I want to see the 1 versus 2. Two completely different body styles, but similar skill sets when you talk about Paolo and Chet. Guys that are very versatile. They're going to be around this game for a long time, and I'm excited to see them get their careers going.
Big Perk?
Well, you know I got to mess things up, so I'm going Paolo Banchero. And I'm going DeJounte Murray.
I got you, bro.
With the Hawks. Yeah, you got me. Listen, we already saw they had beef. They had beef in the summer league in the pro league game. I want to see what's popping. I'm looking forward to the Hawks and the Magic. I want to see what they talking
didn't
about.
No
I
know rules it's not too rookie,
but I want to say.
When does he ever
such a rebel?
What y'all
even a rule?
I'm always breaking rules.
What y'all think about that beef?
I'm always breaking rules.
What do y'all think about that beef, Jay Rose?
I like it. I
hope no beef, not at
keep
all.
It on the court.
Jamal Crawford and Isaiah Thomas going to make sure they squash that.
I know. I need to see you in them runs because I know you still got it. You and Matt both.
Absolutely
got, okay, I don't know about
three.
Perk.
One of three.
Perk, I don't know what you're going to do. Get some rebounds for us? That'll work. Hey, it's been a pleasure. It's your girl, Chinee Ogwumike. This is NBA
job.
Today. Enjoy the NBA schedule. We just unveiled it. All right. Y'all have fun.